We're really fortunate, as we say, every show that we have, that the people that come in here and tell us their story are people that we invite. And I'm really delighted to introduce to our listeners Jackie Robinson and Patrick McGovern. And we're going to learn about a really important sport called picketball. And I find that really interesting. And particularly as you get older, this seems like something that I'd really be interested in as a low-impact sport. I think I'm right in saying that. So on behalf of Spotlight, Darren and myself, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, great to have
Pleased
you here.
Pleased to be here.
So tell our listeners, picketball.
Pickleball.
Yeah, sorry, pickleball. Where did it come from and what is it?
Pickleball originated in the northwest of the United States, in Seattle, in 1965. It was invented by three tennis players as a game for their children to play during the summer school holidays. Now, although a lot of people may not have heard of this unusually named sport, it is an international sport. It's been the fastest growing sport in the United States for the last two decades and is claimed to be the fastest growing sport around the world. In New South Wales, we now have 30 locations where pickleball is played regularly, and these are in regional areas as around... also around Sydney. Pickleball is a paddle sport, so if you played any racket type sport, you're going to pick up pickleball very easily and have a good hit. It's played on a badminton sized court with a net that's slightly lower than a tennis net. The paddle, and I brought one along to show your listeners, so I hope
they'll all be able to see that. We've got very intelligent listeners.
Yes, I've heard this.
Jackie.
The paddle is solid. It's slight, as you two can see, it's slightly larger, about 50% larger than a table tennis paddle. This one's made of graphite, but they're nice and light, which is an advantage for players my age in particular. The ball, and I've also got a visual for your listeners, is about the size of a cricket ball. It's plastic with holes in it. The nets, and this is important, the nets are on a freestanding frame, so it makes them very portable, which means the sport can be adapted to basketball courts, tennis courts, netball courts, and it's very flexible. All you really need is somebody who's enthusiastic to get the sport going.
Now, looking at the ball, and it's got the holes in it, do you know any history behind why the ball evolved like that for this sport?
It's because it's a smaller court, badminton size, compared to tennis. A ball that's as bouncy as a tennis ball or racquetball would not be suitable for a lot of players. And keeping in mind that this was a game originally invented for children, you want something that children can control. And it's one of the advantages of pickleball that you can pick it up fairly easily, no matter what age you are. So little children can play pickleball. It's not as technical as tennis is. You serve underarm instead of overhand. And the ball is slower. You have to run to the ball, but it does have some bounce. Because it's light, it actually hangs in the air, so you get a little bit of time to reach the ball and play it. It's more controllable compared to a tennis ball or a bouncy racquetball.
I was just going to say it's a bit compressed as far as tennis goes. It's a bit slower, and so hopefully more open to more players who may have that... not have the fine coordination skills like myself. I'm hopeless at coordination. So I think pickleball might be my game, Jim.
Well, I'm really interested, Darren, to think about, Jackie. Darren and I are going to play Patrick and yourself today. I'm assuming you got doubles.
Yes.
Tell us about the points. How do we win a point? And is it to 21? Is it, you know, do they talk like in tennis, love sets and things? How does that take place?
Yeah, it's another big advantage of pickleball, that it is, the games are quick, so the games are played to 11 points. You only score points while you're serving, so an average game might take 15 minutes. At the pickleball sessions, everybody swaps around, so you play as many different players during a pickleball session As time permits, the sessions are usually 2 to 3 hours. So it's very social. On the surface of pickleball, if you go and watch it, it looks pretty simple. But one of the other attractions of the game is that it's very strategic. Mm. So the more you play it, the more you realize that there are different shots to use. There are long shots, drop shots, lobs, smashes. And it's not, it can be as fast or slow as the players want it to be. If you look on YouTube at the national competitions in the United States, this can be a really highly competitive, grueling game. For someone like me, I'm in my early 70s.
No.
I want it to be, I know, 20, but you guessed wrong,
Jackie. I wouldn't go to 30, but I'm always getting it wrong, Jackie.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Yeah, really got it wrong, yeah. So for someone, the active seniors, you make it as slow-paced or fast-paced as you want it. And you find your group, you find the people that you're comfortable playing with. It's immediately fun because it's not as technical as some other sports and the equipment's lightweight. Very social because you play with a lot of different people. But what I like about it is active, like it is very active. You get a good workout playing pickleball, and you need to think. To play it well takes a lot of thinking about the strategy and where to place your shots and where to be on the court. So it's a game that really keeps you, a sport that keeps you involved physically and mentally. And you meet a lot of nice people, even Patrick, you know.
That sounds wonderful. Our listeners are very educated, very intelligent, and have lots of energy. Where could they join up pickleball in our area, here in Western Sydney in particular?
Well, pickleball is played, as I said, in over 30 locations around New South Wales. So that's regional, like the Hunter, Nambucca, Redhead, around Sydney, Northern Beaches, Riverwood, Hornsby. But for your listeners in particular, there are two locations we want to talk about. At the old, in Old Toongabby at the Bennelong Tennis Courts,
yes.
We now have sessions on Monday nights, Tuesday mornings, and Friday mornings. And at the Auburn Basketball Center in Lidcombe, we have sessions on Wednesday mornings and Sunday mornings. So we got pretty much every day of the week covered.
That sounds wonderful, Jackie. And we need to have a break right now, but we'll talk more about those locations of pickleball within Western Sydney. And Patrick, you brought in some music for us. Do you want to just introduce this track?
It's Jeff Ackerson.
And it's Shelton Kin. So
yes,
what's special about that for you?
Well, he's a long-time blues player. He spent a lot of time in America, influenced from their style. And at the same time, he just adapts it to an Australian context.
Sounds wonderful. And here it is on Spotlight on Alive 90.5. It's 22 minutes past 10, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
It's really great to have Jackie and Patrick telling us all about pickleball. I'm really interested in this concept. So, Monday nights you play at Toongabby.
Yes.
What time do they start? And tell us about that experience, because that's pretty close to here.
Yeah, the sessions that are closest for your particular audience are Old Toongabby, the Monday night 7 to, and we're going to expand that to 9:30 on Tuesday and Friday mornings. We start 9:30 to 11:30. And at the Auburn Basketball Center on Sundays, it's a three-hour session from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Wednesday sessions are from 9:30 to 11:30.
Absolutely fantastic. And there's a small contribution for playing, and I think it's very reasonable. Walk us through that.
Yeah, at Toongabby. And the venues throughout the state will charge different fees based mm-hmm. on their cost. At Toon Gabby, we ask for a $5 contribution because we bought nets and equipment of for course. The venue. At Cumberland, at Auburn Basketball Center, the cost for the sessions is $10.
Right.
And all equipment is supplied. We have spare paddles for new players, and we really want new players. We are welcoming of new players. Somebody will take new players aside, explain the rules, get them used to hitting the ball, and then we get you into the games, and away you go.
Sounds fantastic. Jackie, Parramatta Council have been instrumental in developing the relationship with your organisation. That's fantastic. Tell us about how that came about and how they've been so supportive.
We really want to give a shout out to the councils for their support, and particularly Parramatta City Council has been absolutely fantastic. They have the lines painted, the pickleball court lines painted on the courts at Old Toon Gabby, and they have just painted lines at the tennis courts in West Epping as well. So sessions will be started over there soon.
Well, our Lord Mayor is so active, I bet you he's doing them. I reckon he's painting them.
I'm sure
them.
He's got a pickleball bat and he's nimble around the court.
We're going to get him around there. He can get himself in and out of situations very, very well.
Well, if he, yeah, he will most likely come on our Christmas show on the 23rd, getting all the mayors on, wishing everyone a Christmas. Mm. So then we'll ask him how he's going and how nimble and how good pickleball is.
Well, Darren, why don't we invite our Lord Mayor to pickleball at Toon Gabby?
Maybe we should do an interview on site. Putting him out to you, yep. Let's do it.
Bob has already been to pickleball at Toon Gabby.
What a little snake.
Is he a star?
We had... We participated in World Pickleball Day in October, and Bob came along, several of the counselors. They had a photo opportunity. They have been terrific at promoting pickleball.
That's fantastic.
We are also working with Parramatta City Council on an active seniors program that they're going to launch in February. They've been outstanding. Cumberland Council has been very supportive for Auburn as well. And we look forward to building the relationship with the Hillshire Council in the future.
Well, we will personally go and see Dr. Michelle Byrne, a great friend and supporter of Spotlight with Darren and myself. And I think our mayor would be a great candidate, don't you, Darren?
Most definitely. Get pickleball in the hills.
When you do have him, just ask him to make sure he wears casual gear next time he plays pickleball.
The Lord Mayor?
Yes.
Watching him play in
the city of Parramatta tie got in the way, did it?
It did.
Ah, well, we must say casual for you, Mr. Lord Mayor.
I'm thinking we need a battle of the mayors. Pickleball.
Do you know what? That's what I was thinking. Pick their team,
yep.
And come down to Toon Gabby and have a little bit of a late cup of tea and so on, and just see who is going to be the champion.
Yes.
We could make that an annual event.
What a good idea. Now, Jackie, a question for you. I'm new to pickleball, and many of our listeners will be as well. What sort of elements do I need? Anything to be able to pick up a pickleball bat? Do I need any sort of coordination? Someone like me who's totally uncoordinated, do you believe you can get me playing pickleball?
Yes, absolutely. And this is one of the things we love about pickleball. It is such an adaptable sport. Let me say that it is a highly competitive sport. It can be. There are pickleball pros in the United States and professional coaches, but it's also a very recreational sport. I'd like to tell a couple little vignettes. One is at Auburn, we have a grandmother, daughter, and granddaughter who all play together and are competitive against each other. We have a very inspiring player who took up pickleball. She's in her 60s and she has Parkinson's. She says it's changed her life. At another venue, we have a young man with autism who on the court just, you would not recognize that there's any sort of a limitation there at all. So the future for pickleball is to get it into sports programs in schools, to take it into disability programs where it'll give people new life, and of course the active seniors programs. But it is a sport for everyone of every age and every ability. And if you're interested at all, come along. We will make you feel welcome, and we will get you started in pickleball.
And can I, on behalf of Darren and myself in Spotlight, and I sincerely mean this on behalf of 90.5, thank you for the consciousness of inclusion, you know, in the sense that it is, that is so critical to Darren and I in our values, that thing, you know, sport or any aspect allows people to come together and gain warmth and self-development. We really applaud you for that.
We do indeed. And we're just about out of time, but I do want to ask, how can people find out more about pickleball? Do you have some websites that you can share with our listeners this morning?
Two important websites. One is the website for the Pickleball Association of New South Wales. That's pickleballnsw.org. That tells you all the venues, contacts for the venues, all those details. And the other place we send everybody is Meetup. So that's meetup.com/pickleball-nsw. And that is constant updates about sessions, particularly around Sydney. And again, there are contact numbers, and it's used also to register your attendance for sessions so that the organizers know how many are coming. We've got the right number of nets and spare paddles and everything organized for you.
It's been absolutely a delight to have both of you here, Patrick and Jackie. Pickleball, we're really excited, and I think we're going to have as a goal next year to get our three mayors to have a little organisation and have a little game down at Toongabie. I think we could do that, Darren.
Indeed, we can. We will connect you all, and good, we'll get the pickleball tournament of the Greater Western Sydney happening here.
Oh, great.
Love
supported
it.
By Live 90.5 and Spotlight. Patrick, you do have a song
we
for
do.
Us to go out with.
Same artist, Jeff Atkinson, and it's Misha Bell.
And here it is. And we thank you, Jackie, and we thank you, Patrick, for joining us here on Spotlight this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.